I think it's on.
I could just write it in there.
Call the meeting to order. The first order of business is pledging the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Gloria.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
Commissioner Soulet?
Yeah.
Thank you. Item number four, alterations to the agenda.
I'd like to change item 13A. It should read to consider and act on a motion to accept the revised Town of Montville policy for purchasing town fire apparatus instead of the purchasing policy.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Any other alterations to the agenda? Special item number five, special recognition or presentations. Number six, communications. Everybody should have received, I believe, all of them from the departments.
Yep.
Anybody have any questions?
Oh, hey Paul, this annual report that you printed up? The annual report you printed up and gave to us?
Yes.
Can you email that?
Yes.
As well?
I'm on vacation this week, so that's why I printed it out and gave it to you.
Oh, all right. Well, when you get back, if you would, just so we can, yeah, thank you, sir.
Paul, did you give this copy to Gloria by any chance?
I did.
Thank you. Item number seven, to consider and act on a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of December 9th, 2024. There a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept them.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Item number eight, remarks from the public on item agenda only, the 3-minute limit.
Good evening, Deputy Fire Marshal John Meagle. For the unfinished business on the agenda, it says the discuss regarding the Town of Montville's preparation to respond to cash shock emergencies. I thought we settled that on the last meeting. Just take that out. So, because we
already I made a motion to remove. What was it? I made a motion to remove something. It wasn't that.
Okay.
I don't have the minutes sitting in front of me.
Because right, I thought we settled that item.
I mean, if we can, at some point.
If you, if, I thought we settled it last time, sorry. Excellent.
Any other remarks from the public? Any other remarks from the public? Last call. Seeing none, hearing none, we'll move on. Item number nine, remarks from department heads. Good evening, Lieutenant Radford.
Good evening, Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. And just to help you out, Commissioner, I believe it was the next-gen paging system that you had removed from the agenda.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Of course. The Town of Montville Office of Animal Control 2024 activity for the month of December. They had, for the month, 9 animals were impounded, a total of 64 year-to-date. There was 3 animals sold as pets, 16 year-to-date. 1 animal was DOA, 2 year-to-date. 1 animal was euthanized, 2 year-to-date. 47 total complaints were investigated, 359 year-to-date. One animal bite investigated, 17 year-to-date. Other calls for service were 60, 349 year-to-date. The report for December 24 for the town of Salem, they had one animal impounded for 4 year-to-date, 6 total complaints investigated for 20 year-to-date, and 2 animal bites investigated for 4 year-to-date. Just a brief date on the ACO facility. The town awarded the contract to Orlando & Newley & Sons Incorporated. The contract has been signed, and a guesstimated start date is March 1st, weather dependent, for the construction of the facility. As far as the dispatch radio upgrades, I did contact Comms Plus again today. All our equipment is in. They're in the process of mounting and programming the radios. They're just waiting for the IDs from the state, and they will soon begin upgrading dispatch. So that's on project. The project's on course. We have, starting this Wednesday, for 11 weeks, we have our first Citizens Police Academy beginning. We have 21 participants registered for that. I want to thank Commissioners Gillette and Stewart for assisting with interviews for a dispatcher and police officer candidate vacancies that we have. And as always, with positive correspondence for Officer Kelly from Sergeant Galdenzi. This is a positive performance observation report. On December 10th, 2024, at approximately 15:07 hours, Officer Kelly was traveling northbound on I-95 when he observed what he believed to be a motor vehicle accident. There were 3 vehicles pulled over to the right shoulder, dirt in the roadway, and significant damage to the metal beam guardrail. Officer Kelly pulled over and placed his vehicle behind the scene. A bystander, informed Officer Kelly that a red Toyota had struck the concrete barrier and guardrail. He also stated the operator was slumped over the wheel with his foot still on the gas pedal. Officer Kelly made a quick decision to check on the operator. He found the male operator was slumped over the wheel with the engine still revving. After determining the vehicle's doors were locked, Officer Kelly took decisive action and forced entry through the driver's door, placed the vehicle in park, and turned off the vehicle. Officer Kelly then turned his attention to the unresponsive operator. Through Officer Kelly's quick assessment, he determined the operator was showing obvious signs of an overdose. Officer Kelly administered a dose of Narcan, removed the operator from the vehicle, and began to perform chest compressions. Officer Kelly continued his life saving efforts until relieved by Troop F and local EMS personnel. The operator subsequently regained consciousness and was transported to an area hospital for further evaluation. Officer Kelly's actions prevented the situation from evolving into a potentially serious incident and potentially saved a human life. His quick and decisive actions and commitment to his profession reflects great credit upon himself and the Montville Police Department. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Any questions for Lieutenant? Thank you, Lieutenant. Good evening, Fire Marshal Barnes.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. The activity report for the month of December for the Fire Marshal's office, we conducted 28 business and apartment inspections. We did 3 fire investigations. Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle responded to 11 incidents, 2 of those fire alarm, 2 illegal burns, 4 medicals, 2 MBAs, and 1 propane smell. We issued no burn permits and did 1 construction project inspection. During the month of December, a total of 6 hours were spent on emergency management duties. The annual report for the Montville Fire Marshal's Office, the Office of Emergency Management, and the Career Firefighters. The Montville Fire Marshal's Office activity for the year, 21 fire investigations, 76 open burning permits, 654 inspections. Emergency Management Department was involved in 2 millstone exercises this year, one on March 26th, one on May 1st. For the exercise, the Montville Emergency Operations Center was activated and evaluated by FEMA excuse me, along with the State Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security and Millstone Station. The Town of Montville Emergency Management Department and the Emergency Operations Center received high marks from FEMA, Demis, and the Millstone Station during this event. The career firefighter activity. Career firefighters, along with the town's four volunteer fire companies, responded to 3,436 emergency calls last year. This includes both medical responses and fire responses. This is an increase of 362 calls from 2023. And that is all I have. Do you have any questions?
Any questions? Thank you, Paul. Any other department heads? Seeing none, we'll move on. Committee and liaison reports. Report from the fire department. Liaison Perkins.
Yeah, Montville Volunteer Firefighter Relief Committee met tonight, and for the fourth quarter, stipends and tax abatements are as follow. Montville Company, 9 stipends, 2 tax abatements. Mohegan, 10 stipends, 1 tax abatement. Chesterfield submitted third quarter and fourth quarter. So the third quarter numbers are 5 stipends, 2 tax abatements, and the fourth quarters are 5 stipends, 2 tax abatements. Oakdale submitted 7 stipends and 8 tax abatements. Also, the Montville fire activity for 12-1 through 12-31, 48 fire calls. Of that, one was an assist out of town, 240 medical/ambulance, Out of that, 6 were assists out of town, 2 were assists from out of town. Out of that 240 number, there was 14 of them were lift assists.
All set? Any questions? All right, move on to animal control. Commissioner Callahan?
Nothing to add.
Report from the police department liaison, Commissioner Gillette.
For December, the total calls of service were 863, infractions were 16, misdemeanors were 3, written warning 123, total citations 142. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Reports from the building department. Liaison Stewart.
The building department in December issued 85 permits. There's 95 permits pending. They did 114 inspections. Active blight is 264. Blight abated to date, 538. And they're working on their budget.
Any questions? Thank you. Item number 11, remarks from any of the fire chiefs? Good evening, Chief Truex.
Good evening, Chief Truex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I've had a pretty busy month throughout town, not just in Chesterfield. A couple weeks ago, we had real light snow. I think it was a Monday, but it made Chesterfield Road a sheet of ice from essentially from Fire Street down to the pump house. And in that section, we had 2 vehicles go off the road, and then another 2 collide within minutes of each other, causing a pretty chaotic situation, obviously. And as soon as we get there, firefighters getting out of the vehicle, slip and fall. Oh, it was that slippery. You literally were baby shuffling, or you were going to fall. We did end up with an injured firefighter that ended up being transported to the hospital. Luckily, that was minor. But everybody responded really well to that, not only handling the initial calls, but then the downed firefighter. So I'd like to thank everybody that responded, took the appropriate actions, and not only took care of the civilians that are out there, but our own people. Because at the end of the day, we all want to go home safe and intact. And then just the other night, We had a structure fire. Oakdale was the first on scene. It was in their district. Their guys got a hand line in there, and because they were so quick, they actually made a stop, kept the fire contained into the one room, and that could have been significantly different had the response not been there. So I'd just like to, again, people are out, they are responding, people are working well together, volunteers, career, everybody's doing what they need to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number 12, unfinished business. Item number A, to consider and act on a motion to approve the policy to systemize and retain firefighter data, observe trends and effectiveness. I don't think we have anything to report on that, correct?
Chairman, if I could ask Chief Truex to come up and speak on that matter.
Sure, absolutely.
So a couple of weeks ago, as you know, we use EMS charts, and the town has ESO. Just a couple of weeks ago, the four fire departments got emails from EMS charts that at the end of the year, they are going to stop having the fire report side of the EMS charts, which is what we use for our NINFRS reporting. So we've already told EMS charts we're going to go somewhere else. We are researching. We're looking at ESO. We're looking to see what else is out there. And we are going to go with whatever makes sense, keeping in mind the town already has ESO. So if we're talking, you know, a couple hundred dollars over the year, a difference between ESO, because ESO is an expensive program, and whatever else is out there. I can't speak for other departments, but to me it would make sense. We'll just go to ESO. If it's significant difference, then we have to look at, well, how does theirs work? How does the ESO work? So things are going to be changing on our side. We just recently found out about this, and we are researching the different options.
I have a question for you. Did you talk to the deputy fire marshal regarding the ESO system that the town of Montville uses already? So at least you can guess.
We're familiar with it. We know what it is. I haven't, to answer your question, no, but that is because we've already had ESO come in and go, hey, this is what we can give you. The big thing is, what is their cost? And what else is out there that will meet all of the requirements, and what do they cost? Again, if it's a couple hundred dollars, well then, to me, for my department, it makes sense to go to ESO because the town already has it.
Well,
if you're talking $2,000 or $3,000 a month or a year difference, then we gotta see why. But you know, are they an inferior product and that's why they're so cheap? Then maybe it still makes sense to go to ESO. But if you're apples to apples and you're $2,000 to $3,000 different.
You have no obligation for this, but can I just ask that before you guys, or each department, before they sign on the dotted line system they want to go with, that they talk to the deputy fire marshal?
Oh, we can talk to them, but again,
I understand I totally understand what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. If I had to spend $100 or $1,000, I understand that.
And I'm pretty sure that all four departments are, whatever we go to, all four are going to go to the same, I would assume.
I just ask if you could just talk before you sign.
Again, we're still in the research side. We still have to see what other vendors are out there. We talked to the company that does, or I did, talked to the company that does our ambulance billing and said, hey, other than EMS charts and ESO, what other patient care report companies do you usually see? And they only gave me one other name.
I'm sure there's others out there. It's just like a database. Everybody has their own system, but I know know you already asked that, just because the town already uses ESO, and if the price is right, and
right,
I totally understand that, if you would consider...
Well, it's what makes the most sense. And it's not just dollar-driven. That'll be taken into consideration, but, you know, if they're $2,000 cheaper, is there a significant reason
why
they're $2,000 cheaper? And we're going to look at that.
Are you guys giving yourself, when is EMS charts, when does that end?
Well, that ends in December, but we've already told them, we've already told them, we're looking now and...
But you're okay with reporting everything now, so you have time. It's not like it's ending January 31st and you're like
scrambling. No, we have time to research it and do the proper homework on it, which is what we intend to do, and then...
Good. No, that's good.
Chief, to be clear, contract ends in December of 25?
Well, no. Our contract goes for another, I think, 3 years.
Okay. That's
however,
okay.
And they tried to argue that with us, that, well, you have to stay with us for the EMS side. And we said, no, we bought a bundle from you and you voided the contract by taking this entire chunk and doing away with it.
Okay.
And eventually they came back and said, you're right. We'll let you out of the contract whenever you decide where you're going.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But this is, again, this is December 2025.
Correct. This coming December,
another year.
EMS
another
charts
year.
Will do away with the fire reports.
Right. We got time.
Any other questions for the chief? The only question I have, Chief, I know that the four departments paid a lot of money for your contracts, even though they're being nice and letting us out of the contract that they violated. Are they giving back any money to the departments? Do you know?
We haven't had that. Mike has been dealing with EMS charts. I've been dealing with quick med claims and then looking into the other vendor that they suggested.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. Really don't know.
Okay.
Chief, do you have an anticipated time on when you think this? I mean, obviously, there's a year. I understand that. But I'm just curious, is this something that's priority one or priority 10 or somewhere in between? And are we looking at 6 months, 9 months, 3 months? I mean, what's a realistic goal?
My guess is in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
I mean, we just got the budget. We submitted them. So that was our, hey, we got to get this.
Yep.
And then we're also trying to deal with the state on the radio system. So.
Okay. Anything else, Chief?
Nope. That's
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Manage expectations. I will be talking with our companies and the fire marshal's office and see if we can get a better grip on where we stand as a whole.
Okay.
With what, the ESO system? Or?
Yes.
Can I ask the deputy fire marshal just to come up and just to say something quick on that?
I don't think if we have to. And we already have heard everything on the ESO. And I don't think it's... You know, if the fire departments agree and they can go with it, they'll go with it. And if they don't and find another reason, then they can justify it to us. Anything else? Move on to item B, reports from the fire company's radio system. Upgrades, Commissioner Baker.
I've got nothing further to add to Lieutenant Radford's report.
Thank you very much. C, discussions regarding the town of Montville's preparation to respond to a catastrophic emergency like the one they had in Oxford.
I have no update on that.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
I'd just like to add something.
Okay.
And this seems to be I don't want to say weather driven, but I guess it is. You know, the massive fires out in California. We have different vegetation here, different geography and everything else. So those are some of the other considerations on this, what we would have to do in that case. And so, considerations.
John, you would mention something about it being taken off the previous. Do you feel this should be kept on there? Is there a need for it to be kept on there, or I mean, obviously, if something's headed down the road, we're going to be asking questions. Come to hurricane season or whatever, you know.
John Meagle, Deputy Fire Marshal. As far as that comment goes, I think that we pretty much, as far as emergency management goes, that we have everything that we need to, and we're very prepared for this. Also, with the current burning that we had all the drought, the state, along with several other states and organizations and federal government and everything, really came together between the dropping of water onto mountains. I think that it's a great plan, and everything has gone well. I don't think this needs to be brought forward anymore. I think we're ready for this. So I don't think it needs to be discussed any further as far as that. And I said, if anybody wants to, you know, come and discuss it with emergency management, me or Fire Marshal Barnes, I'd be more than happy to do it for you guys. I really don't mind it. So,
yeah, and listening to what the deputy said, I make a motion we remove this item from the agenda.
Second.
There a second? Motion has been made and seconded. Commissioner Bauer, second.
I did.
Oh, you did, Stuart? No.
I did. I think we did at the same time, but whoever you want to take is fine.
Commissioner Bauer. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Let's see. Under new business 13, to consider an act and a motion to accept the revised purchasing. To revise the Town of Montville policy for purchasing town fire apparatus. The old resolution number was 218-14, and it was
41.
41.
41? Sorry, I don't have my glasses. 41.
Are we talking about this?
If you want. Sure.
Move to accept, just so we get it into the.
Oh, gotcha.
A second.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Is there any further discussion?
That's what I've been talking. What is the purpose of, we had this one and then we have this new one? What am I missing?
So basically, what we did this past time around with the Chesterfield fire truck,
mm-hmm.
and then the town council a couple of years back had made it so that all the four fire chiefs had to agree in the majority as to whether or not the truck was approved. I believe that when this was first brought up, and speaking also with the fire chiefs, that some members on this commission and the chiefs don't think that they didn't agree with it to begin with. They don't like the idea that they should have to tell another fire chief what he needs for his department. And that way there, now in this, where it said before that the four chiefs had to agree, in the minority had to agree in order for it to go forward. Now they're saying that the fire chiefs from the other departments will review it and make recommendations to the fire chief that's got the equipment. And that fire truck still has to come before this commission and the town council to be approved.
But they're coming on their own now instead of with the vote of the other three.
Well, they would still have to look at it. And submit there and sign off that they reviewed that truck. You know.
I was just asking.
Yeah,
like,
just I know how I would feel. If I know what I needed when I was chief of my community. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the other Chief Platt, and the other chief sitting in the audience, all the same thing. You know what you need. I can't tell you what they need in Mohegan. I live in Oakdale.
I understand. No, I understand.
So that just takes a lot of unnecessary burden on the other chiefs to have to basically go against another chief when they really aren't sure of why they're getting what they're asking what they want. So
is that the only change or the difference?
There was a few other ones in there, Brian. You want to?
Yeah.
Well, because I just saw this one, so I don't know what to do. I just
no, it's all right. When this was brought up, Gary had asked me to look at it and kind of rewrite it. And when you look at the old policy, the old policy was hit and miss. I think it was put together to satisfy whatever happened back in 2018. And it doesn't follow any rhyme or reason. If you look at it, it jumps all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did my best to do was take what was there and itemize it in some sort of a reasonable order
mm-hmm.
that made sense. So it followed, like, bottom line is the chiefs have a responsibility. They're all under the specification development for replacement or refurbishment. That's all completely and very clearly written out how that goes. And then when it comes to the approval of the specification, that's very clear how it does. We get it 15 days prior to our meeting, and if we have any questions, that's when we submit them to the chief and say, we need the answers to this prior to the next meeting.
Okay.
So we can discuss it. And that's under specification approval.
So you reorganized it, which is fine. I don't have an issue with that. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing anything. So I get the four chiefs don't all have to, they don't need to vote on anything. They look at it, they give their recommendation to the chief who's looking for the vehicle, and they come to us. And then what else changed?
When I wrote under the specification development for replacement or refurbishment, item four, I put in there as a courtesy, the fire chief shall forward the final specification to the other three fire company chiefs. Any comments shall be returned in writing within 10 days to the fire company chief. I put a drop dead date time on there. You got 10 days. If you got a question, you get it back to me.
So he just comes here and submits?
Right.
Okay.
And then after that, the chief and the apparatus committee shall review the comments. Any changes to the final specification shall be at the discretion of the chief and apparatus committee.
Now, what is the apparatus committee?
The apparatus committee is under specification development. It says that the fire chief of the company where the apparatus is located shall, in number two, establish an apparatus committee that will research and determine the company, district, and town's need to develop a specification for the apparatus. This shall include but not be limited to the following, and then there's some bullet points.
So the apparatus committee is within the fire departments. Okay,
fire
so it has nothing to do with us.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So he just lets, I'm sorry, Chief.
No.
We'll use him, and he just has a couple people in there to help him on this committee.
How many ever he wants, he can put on there.
Perfect.
Yep.
Nope, I just wasn't sure. Anything
that's
else
okay.
changed?
If you have any other questions,
before?
Feel free to ask.
Anything else changed?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Once we approve it,
consists of how many?
Our approval goes to the public. The chairman of the Public Safety Commission sends our recommendation to the town council and mayor, and from there they put it out and advertise the apparatus to bid.
Which is kind of how it is now.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
One of the other changes which I thought was necessary to revise this was it didn't say majority agreed. It just said once it had been agreed upon by the chiefs, it would have indicated that it would have taken all four to be in agreement together, which prompted the need for the change. And the changes, I think, in the right way.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please, Gloria.
Mr. Perkins?
Yes.
Mr. Stewart?
Favor.
Mr. Bauer?
Favor.
Mr. Perkins?
Favor.
Mr. Baker?
Favor.
Mr. Callahan?
Yes.
Mr.
Favor.
All in favor. Item B. To consider and act on a motion to set a meeting date or dates for Public Safety Department fiscal year 2025-2026 budgets. So we're looking sometime next week.
Next week.
Or we could, if anybody is available, it would have to be Wednesday. This week for me, anyway. Or some night next week. Tuesday or Thursday is a good night next week.
And that's every single, like?
We'll do the fire, police,
all in
fire
one
marshal.
Night?
And the only other one we have is the canine will be under the police. So and then we would have the building department. If they're available, they can make it.
Yep.
And we'll take them too.
So what's on the table, Thursday night?
Is next this Thursday or not this Thursday? Next Thursday?
Next
good
week.
For me.
I don't know. I have to look at my calendar.
Hold on a second. Because I have...
It'll be January 30th, right?
January 30th?
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm working.
Something tells me that's okay, but just let me check.
What time would this be?
6.
10 in the morning, you said?
No. I can make
sure.
It. Let's do it.
I know that the one of the main reasons that I made this change was because all four of the chiefs are trying to get the same date together. And I believe that they had the 3rd as a date that they all be together, or they would all be able to make it. Correct, Chief?
It's all based off of Chief Turner's work schedule.
And I believe it was the 3rd that he was available.
February 3rd?
So
that's Monday. February 3rd is Monday.
Yeah. Monday the 3rd is the WPCA meeting here.
I'm not here Monday.
We could meet upstairs. If the third works, I don't know.
Good for me. Is that the only date that Chief Turner was available?
Yeah, I believe it was. That for the week, I'm not. So if that's not, except if Monday, so if he's off on Monday, he would be back off again on Wednesday.
Well, is it available for the police and fire marshal? I can't see that fall.
Yeah, how about the fire marshal and the police? Are they go to those nights?
So Paul's going to be on vacation. Are you going to be back, Paul?
I'll be back then.
Okay.
Right. For what day?
Right now, February 3rd.
Well, I'm not here.
We got a cloner.
Want to try for the 5th?
We got a cloner.
Wednesday, are you available Wednesday, the 5th?
What time?
1800.
We have our Chief Academy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is the drop dead date that you need these budgets approved? So sometime in the month of February.
Is the 6th okay for you, Chief? Why don't we look at Thursday the 6th? And it'll be, is in this room available, Mayor?
What about Gloria, though?
Gloria, you available?
That's the most important.
Yes.
Okay. is 5 o'clock out of the... the realm for anybody to be here because, okay, because I would like to go a little earlier so that we're not here real late. That's cool.
If I'm working, I work till 5, right. So I need to get here by 6.
I could be here by 6, 5:30.
Yeah.
6.
As long as I don't get pulled over.
I'll
have to talk to the chief
budget.
About that.
Don't pull me over. I'm coming from
yes,
Foxwoods.
Chief.
So for Thursday, are you talking for fire and the police?
Come on up. Get your name, please, Chief.
Matt Suarez, Mohegan Fire Chief. For Thursday, was that for fire and?
Fire, police, fire marshal.
No, it doesn't work for me. I'm out of town.
Okay.
Originally, we were all scheduled to be fire on Tuesday, and that didn't work for me because I'm leaving out of town on Tuesday. So we all agreed that Monday at 4 o'clock is what I thought. That's what was sent to me. It was Monday at 4 o'clock.
Monday 4 o'clock for what?
For budget talks. That's what it was sent to
Monday
me.
The 3rd.
That's what
know.
I was told.
Just remember that the reason why Monday doesn't work is because we need Gloria here.
Okay. No, yeah. I understand that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm out of town the rest of the week, so you guys...
You sent a sub?
Not likely.
Gloria.
Who picked Monday at 4?
Well, if it was a 4 o'clock meeting.
So what about the following week?
That's why I was working.
Not the 6.
Yeah, I'm back in town that week. I'm out of town Tuesday to Friday for work.
Sent your report to Commissioner Perkins.
Everybody, they all sent their budgets, and I forwarded it on to everybody.
Correct.
Yep.
Discussion, then we can bring in all any questions we have.
We'll see. Well, had to see what the time is and where I'm at. I'm out of town for work. I'm not on vacation.
Is that going to Florida?
No. No, we're in D.C. busy for the week.
So, all right, so why don't we do this? Why don't we do Thursday?
She's not here.
No,
oh.
No.
So
no, you don't get it.
Gloria, can people?
Okay.
That's the week of the 10th?
Yes. Gloria said she didn't have any meetings the week of the 10th. If we had to push it to the second week. But then we've got all the chiefs. We've got to make sure they can all be here.
Gloria, is it doable for somebody to call in if need be? Do we have the ability for that? Is it recorded and all that stuff? Okay. I just want to make sure it's recorded. And if
so, why don't we schedule with the police, the fire marshal, the building inspector? I'll reach out to the chiefs, and any of the chiefs that can make it on that night can come on that night.
The 3rd?
On the 6th.
6th.
Okay. Right. 6th it is.
On the 6th. And we can meet with them, and whatever chiefs can make it, they'll come. If they can't, I would recommend that maybe myself, Commissioner Baker, and Commissioner Stewart, who are home during the day, we could meet with the chiefs that can't make it on one of their days off. We can sit with them, and then we can report back their budget, the three of us.
Yeah, it's a special meeting.
Yeah, we can post it. I don't care.
What time on the 6th?
5:30.
You want to write for 5:30 or no?
I'll get there.
Sitting out there with radar on 32.
Sorry,
wait
Gloria.
For you, girl.
I'll find out tonight when I go home because all my calendars.
So this is the 6th, right?
The 6th.
Yeah.
Oh, with us three? No, I'll have to find out what chiefs aren't coming or can't make it. And if it's Chief Suarez and Chief Turner, we can meet with the two of them and then go over that. Or if any of them can't make it, then we'll do it that way.
Well, in the interest of expediting, ask them if they can call it since we've already got the report.
They're all asking the same, I believe. Across the board, not that that makes a difference, I guess, but
and then they get a 3% increase, like they do every year.
Say it one more time.
They get a 3% increase every year, like they usually do. Whatever last year is plus 3, so it's all the same.
No, that's what I was saying. They
that's,
already
that's
submitted.
Her point.
Yeah.
What?
That's her point. The budgets are all the same, right? They're identical for all four.
Yeah.
Okay. We could do that. I could ask them if that. That's fine. All right, so we're going to set the meeting date for the 6th, starting at 5:30, and it will be upstairs or in this room, Lenny?
We can do it here.
And it'll be in this room.
Okay.
Okay.
January 6th.
Chief Stewart, will you check with your guy to see if he can make it
at
5:30?
Yeah. Well, see what they can do.
Okay.
At least get us a budget.
That would help.
Yep. Let's start.
Yes.
While we're on the subject of the budgets, one question for you, Paul. I was looking for your budget, and I know you left the line item for salaries for firefighters open.
Yeah, because I don't figure that out. That's finance that does that.
Okay. Do you know, who's taking over for her now?
Patrick.
Patrick? Patrick, basically?
Patrick.
Well,
figure in the contract percentage.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought. I mean, we did get, when we talked about hiring on the firefighter, I gave everybody the current 24-25 budget numbers. I guess what I'm concerned about is getting some sort of a number in there, because we can't actually wait until negotiations are done. That may take a while. So if we can even take the average of, I think last year's salary with a full family plan, which is the highest number per person, at least use that as a starting point, and maybe last year's overtime, at least get it in there for a number, because otherwise it's going to mean the town council may have to do an additional appropriation. And
no. What we do in the past is kept it at the current rate.
Right. Okay.
We are in the process right now of advertising for two firefighters, which closes at the end of the month.
Right.
So I, speaking to Patrick, I believe he was figuring in for those salaries. I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Right. Right.
Hmm? Yes.
Yeah.
So I am working with Patrick on that, but I have never figured that out because finance has to contract in the raises and
fair
all
enough.
That.
Fair enough.
That's above my pay grade.
So if by some strange coincidence you guys do happen to get a number prior to the next meeting, you could resubmit your budget with those revised numbers if you get them, if we get them in time, to give us something to look at.
I'll get with Patrick next week when I come back and see if we can put something together.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay.
Are we looking for two more firefighters, or didn't we just hire one?
No.
No.
Hadn't hired yet.
They didn't hire the guy that we saw.
We have a motion on the floor for a motion was made and seconded to set the meeting date for the 6th at 5:30 in this room.
Second.
February 6th.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Item number 14, remarks from the public, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public, 3-minute limit.
John Meagle, Deputy Fire Marshal. Just a comment on Chief Truex's comment about ES. So I just want to mention a couple things. Is that the hospitals around here, and now we only use three programs, EMS charts, which obviously we know is going away, ESO, and one additional, which I don't know of. So it'd be easier for us to transfer our patient care reports back and forth. And that I also already have the costs and what the programs come with. So if Chief Truex and all the other chiefs come and see me, I can give that right to them right away. I've been working with them close. And that all of this stuff from EMS charts, all your data that you have collected, will be transferred over to ESO. So it's just a one-time fee, and they transfer it all over, which is great because they won't have to backtrack at all. It's just dropped right in. And that also, that ESO also does an interface with billing. So all the billing that we do for the patients will go straight to the billing company. There's no issue. And then I just wanted to go back to one of the agenda items that the we had gone over the data collection and things like that. I'm very pleased that, you know, ESO is moving forward. It keeps being mentioned. But the one of the biggest things I wanted to mention is that we still are looking for the data from departments to put together into one central area, which would be the Fire Marshal's office. So if they submit a sheet to us, we can put it into our ESO. When it comes to the just ESO in general, there are four departments, so each chief will have their own. So we and the Fire Marshal's office won't have access to that. That is their program. That's their access only. We're looking for their data to put into here into the office so that we can report it properly. That's what we're looking for also. And that's it.
Thank you. Any remarks from the public? Any other remarks from the public?
Matt Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. The resolution that was just approved by your commission here, I assume that's being forwarded to the town council for the purchasing of fire apparatus. I was wondering if I can get it, you know, if we can get a copy of that as the chiefs.
Sure. I'll send it to you.
Thank you. And I'm trying not to be too negative on this policy that everybody circumvented it for just because we didn't. It appears like it was circumvented because we didn't like it. A truck was still being purchased, even though this policy was still in place. I don't know why the commission and the town council would move forward on something like that with, you know, such a large purchase when it went against current policy. The policy is just now in the process of being changed. But I know you guys don't need to comment on that, but I just.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on to Remarks from the mayor.
In response to Chief Suarez's comment about not following the policy, we did follow the policy. We had to improvise it a bit because the language did not clearly state that all four chiefs had to be in agreement. So we did refer it back to public safety, and once it went back to public safety, it went back to the town council, so we did, in fact, follow that policy. Just the new one makes it clearer. We have, as far as the animal control facility, in addition to what the lieutenant was mentioning to you, we're in talks with Colchester and Bosworth this time to provide animal control services just as we do in Salem. Those contracts have been drafted and I'm in discussions with the CEOs there now. We have a new mobile app policy to replace the Everbridge. That's going through the phases now. I'm sure that once you see it, you're going to like it. It's going to be more effective and it won't be so restrictive as people sign up for it. A lot more messages you'll be able to get out to the public. If anybody wants to take a look at what it's about, what Stonington, congratulations to Officer Kelly, and my gratitude and appreciation goes out for the work done there in that quick response and his decisive actions. Credit to the town and credit to the department. The police, Civilian Police Academy is something that has been talked about for 40 years. Finally come to reality. My appreciation goes out to Chief Blanchett and Lieutenant Radford for their effort to make that happen. That'll go a long way for PR. It'll go a long way to getting some of the people in the community to understand a little clearer on what goes on, why decisions are made, and why the need for quick reaction such as Officer Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Liaison chair, council liaison is not here. 17 remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
I'm all set. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Callahan.
Nope. Just want to say that I'm glad that nobody got hurt in that fire in the manor. That's a pretty tight space with all the houses, and it was being really, have it being really, really cold. I appreciate every single one of you.
Thank you. Commissioner Baker?
Yeah, I'd just like to, as I always do, thank the entire public safety team for all their diligence and hard work. You guys have had I know we haven't met since, but I know you had just recently the fire up on Connecticut Boulevard in the manor, and then you had the one down here off of, was it Massapequa Road, I believe it was, where we had the fatality. What was it? Kittymog Road, where you had the fatality. It was a tough situation. The structure was over 100 years old, balloon frame, I'm sure, no fire stopping. First arrival units on the scene, PD, three-quarters involvement. Nothing positive was going to come out of that, nothing at all. And I just hope that all the personnel that responded that night are okay with everything that did happen. Everybody came away without being adversely affected. And if they did, just please make sure they get the necessary help they need to deal with it. And I just want to say, keep up the good work, guys. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Bauer?
Nothing to add.
Commissioner Perkins?
Just an awesome job by Officer Kelly. And thank the fire and the police for all that they do.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yeah, good job, Officer Kelly, reaching or getting into the vehicle and, turning it off, not really knowing what the condition of the operator was and taking care of all that. Very good. And yeah, good job on the fire up on Connecticut Boulevard. Be safe.
Thank you. Yes, and I would just like to say also, with Officer Kelly, I'm sure that was a, just being on I-95 and out of your car is an awful disaster in itself. It might have to deal with three cars and somebody overdosing. That's all I really have to say. I was happy to see a very large turnout at both of the fires. I think that the a lot is changing. A lot of the memberships are picking up, and that's a good thing. So hopefully we keep going in the right direction. And we'll call for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all.
Sorry.